Well, I think in this town, a lot of people will be talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road in Philadelphia, as you mentioned, Paul. 27-13 losing and have not won a game since 1965 there. However, due to the fact that the Colts and the Dolphins both lost, the Steelers have clinched a playoff spot.
Thank you very much.
So you take that. The big question mark is the condition of T.J. Watt, who seemed to have an injury non-related to direct contact. He just kind of fell down after a play.
Some kind of ankle-type deal.
So yeah. We'll wait and hear what Coach Tomlin has to say today. His normal Tuesday press conference at noon is moved up because the Steelers have to play on the road in Baltimore on Saturday. Now, that said, they have to turn around 4 days later and host the Kansas City Chiefs on Christmas.
Makes me wonder, what's the weather supposed to be like in Baltimore on Saturday? Let me have a look at that.
Cold. It's going to be cold. Big difference. Speaking of the weather, that's the other top story. People just talking about the fact it was pretty dismal over the weekend yesterday, but a little warmer today. We're going to go to 54. We stayed right around 40 through the day yesterday, but it was a constant rain and drizzle. And off and on, we're going to see the same today with some steadier rain expected into tonight with about an inch of rain in total.
Yeah. By the way, Baltimore forecast is for partly cloudy skies and a high of 36. No mention of any rain or snow.
Yeah, so it's, remember last year's game on the road, and remember that it was a day like yesterday, only a driving rain in the 30s in Baltimore when the Steelers ended up winning.
Awful.
And got themselves into the playoffs last year. Of course, that ended in Buffalo in a snowstorm where they had to spend days digging out the stadium up there. And the other thing people are talking about, these drones. And you had another story.
Wow.
What are these things? They're about the size of a car, we were told, with a wingspan of about 8 feet, and a woman reached out to us. You're going to hear her in the next half hour locally and said that she's been an eyewitness. So we're curious to see when and where she saw these drones. She says here in our region, not recently like in the last few days. So
I keep circling back to, you know, wondering, you know, who's behind this, what's going on. And I keep coming back to the idea that this is some people who just want attention. They're just trying to shake people's cages. They do. Think about it this way. They only do this at night.
Well, one of
right?
the things, come
right?
on, we're so sophisticated with the electronics. You can't tell me that the federal government doesn't know.
Right.
And if they are, they're not saying.
Bingo.
Of course, they're not saying.
Yeah.
But Chris Christie, as you also had, former governor of New Jersey.
I think he's right. I think people are going to start trying to take him down. They're tired of it.
Well, and what they can't do is you can't have people shooting because they mistaken a medical helicopter for
right.
a drone.
It's a federal crime, according to the story I have this morning. I didn't even know that before I walked in here today.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is sending more resources, personnel, technology to New Jersey, which seems to be ground zero for these drone sightings. CBS's Chanel Call from New York City.
In a statement, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said, our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State and is also asking Congress to pass a bill that she says would strengthen the FAA's oversight of drones and give more authority to state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity.
And some have called the multiple sightings hysteria. Officials say, of the 5,000 drone tips received, fewer than 100 actually required follow-up. So this kind of creates conspiracy theories. Now I'm seeing people that are suggesting, you know, this is like Independence Day, the movie.
You know what this reminds me of, kind of in an odd way? Remember that couple that pulled the hoax with the balloon way back?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Same kind of thing. I think this is a very dedicated group of people who just want to mess with us.
Well,
they just want to stir up the conversation.
You don't want to think it's that easy for a foreign entity, potentially, but they keep saying that they're not overly concerned about imminent threat. But still, here we are. a week later, still talking about it.
Well, you know, this going back to the balloon, the research balloon or the intelligence gathering balloon that floated over the country, and the government wasn't going to say anything until the reporting on it got to the point where they had to acknowledge that this thing was hanging around.
But
who among us thinks that they have it together over there,
but,
you know, in Washington when
right.
it comes to these kind of things?
Well, it's like a sci-fi movie
yeah.
right now.
Right.
But the one thing they're really expressing to people is don't start shooting at things in the air. You know what I mean? Please.
I mean, can you imagine sitting on your, like you're sitting on your porch, something flies over the neighborhood, and then you start to hear gunfire.
Hey, like, Bill, give me my shotgun.
Oh, God, no, please.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Don't, because in this case, for very real, a medical helicopter was mistaken by somebody as a drone of some sort.
Can you imagine being a pilot right now?
No.
I can't. I mean, I would be very... I have a friend here in Pittsburgh who's a flight nurse. And when this started to rear its head, I started getting concerned about, you know, him going from point A to point B in a medical helicopter, right? I know somebody who does this for a living. He's a friend. And it's a very real threat now.
It is.
Very possible that some so-and-so is going to grab a gun and start popping off a few rounds
right.
to try and break down
They're
something.
They're telling people,
you know?
Please don't start shooting at stuff in the sky.
Just plain dumb, right?
Unless you're duck hunting legally. Meanwhile, coming up, you're going to hear from a woman who said she's had this experience and wanted to share with us.
I want to hear this.
What
I
it
really
is.
Do.
Yeah, that'll be right after the news at 6:30. And then next, I'm going to tell you about the fake dentist.
Oh, boy. I saw this story over the weekend. It gave me the creeps.
70-year-old woman got arrested for being a fake dentist. Wait till you hear what she's done.
She was doing this at her house, for crying out loud.
And people were paying her. I don't know.
Wow.
You won't believe the details. And we'll share that right after this morning's Time Cap. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, whatever's happening in the Berg, we got you. I have to follow up our talk about drones. I think it was Donald Trump posted a mock-up of Chris Christie sitting at a picnic table, and the drones were delivering large amounts of McDonald's.
I saw that. I just laughed out loud.
I know. I had to laugh. You gotta laugh.
He just had to have a snack.
There were drones everywhere delivering McDonald's to Chris Christie. That's what it is. I've also heard conspiracy. I mean, people are going nuts. So I'm really anxious for you to hear from this local woman, Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Aaron?
Also, what's with McDonald's making a hard comeback? Their breakfast never goes out of style, but McDonald's is really making a hard comeback.
Yeah, the brilliance of the reintroduction of the McRib sandwich. Get this, guys. If you're going to have a... Now, I don't care for the McRib sandwich. I don't care for sweet food myself, but... especially if it's supposed to be savory. Having said that, you can only get a McRib one way, by using their app. You have to use the app to get a McRib.
See, and that's smart on
there
their part.
There you go.
Brilliant
yeah.
marketing, yep.
Drive
yep.
people now, if you go to McDonald's drive-thru, they are you using our app? So, I mean, that's a coordinated effort. And what's that? We haven't seen the McBurglar. What was the McBurglar?
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar.
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
Biden commuted him. Biden gave him full clemency.
Yeah.
So you'll no longer see the burglar. Well, you might see him.
But. You know, I also miss the Grimace.
I think he's also on the list. Meanwhile, I wanted to tell you about this fake dentist. So check this out.
Please, no.
If you have maybe an aversion to going and getting your teeth drilled, wait till you hear this. So in October, experts were warned that dentists were pulling healthy teeth to profit from implants and bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be what prompted a New York woman to fake being a dentist. She's 70. Gladys Serrano was arrested by performing dental surgery in her kitchen.
Oh, my God. No.
She was hit with criminal charges after extracting 5 teeth from her victim, then sending the woman home with paper towels instead of sutures.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
The woman, now known as Mumbles.
Of course, that's her name.
This woman was caught after she charged the victim $2,000 for a bridge that she never delivered.
Wow.
So officials say she's not a real dentist. She does not have a license.
Has she been arrested?
It says arrested, but, you know, 7 years. What are they going to do with her? And I feel bad for Mumbles who's home. She's got no bridge work.
Yeah.
And so now Grandma's in jail. I mean, heaven knows what kind of procedures they'll allow her to perform there.
The internet convinced her that she could scam people. She's like, I can do this. I need the right tools and I'll get away with
that makes,
it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now, who would go to some woman's kitchen?
Right. Right.
For dental surgery is a whole nother story.
Wow.
So I don't know who we're working with. Maybe not the top of the gene pool all the way around.
Pretty much.
How about this? Overdue library book. Chuck Hildebrandt was going through some old boxes. He found a library book that he borrowed in 1974. Baseball's Zaniest Stars.
40 years ago.
50.
Nope, that's 50. Oh, that's right.
Recently, he felt guilty, so he went home to Detroit. He decided, I'm going to return this book and whatever it takes.
Was the library still there?
The late fees totaled $5,000. Mm. And the librarian told him, just keep it and no fine, because the book was erased from their system decades ago.
Yeah.
He said instead he'll raise $5,000 and donate it to a reading program.
Good for him.
The librarian, by the way, had just had dental surgery in a woman's kitchen.
Oh, man. I mean,
that woman was very close to pulling that one off. You got to hand it to her.
Yeah.
They asked if the victim would like to say anything, and she said, 625 at KDK from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. Getting back in the groove on an early Monday morning, but it's a little atypical as we head into this weekend. That's when a lot of people will be heading out of town for the holidays, and the travel rush, as you know, Paul, is anticipated to be another record, maybe for the month.
119 million. So that's like 1 in 3 Americans, basically. Yeah, they'll be doing something, you know, flying or driving.
And they're saying, starting this weekend through the holidays, 54 million people will fly. So give yourself, I know you hear this ad nauseum, extra time when you get to the airport. So last Thursday, now I've been watching very carefully TSA timelines at Pittsburgh International because we've seen them fluctuate. But the early morning is the super peak as the airlines are settling in and getting ready. Paul, when I showed up on Thursday, I thought, oh. Now, fortunately, I did give myself a 2-hour window, but the line stretched all the way down the hallway.
Yeah.
As long as I've ever seen it. But then they said, and this was just after 7, the TSA pre-check alternate line upstairs, now it's open to both.
Yeah.
After the rush.
Yep.
And so that I got through in 16 minutes as opposed to 45 minutes that they had listed. But I saw it went down rapidly.
My hedge on all of this is I'm traveling for Christmas. I'm going to go out to Seattle. And my hedge on this is I'm flying on Christmas morning. So I leave here at 9. So I'm missing the busy time. And then I get into Seattle at like 11:30 Pacific. Kind of funny. But...
Is it nonstop?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Alaska has a nonstop now. And the airports are much less crowded on Christmas Day. If you can fly on Christmas Day and you like to take your time and not be, you know, pressed by, you know, being there 2 or 3 hours before you have to take off, this is the time to do it. I've often done this over the years, traveled on Christmas Day.
And I've noticed, I did that once. I flew on different holidays, including 4th of July, which was kind of cool because I did it at night when you could see different fireworks going on.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
From the airplane. Yeah. But anyway, when you're traveling, I assume you're traveling alone, as I did, you know, coming back from the Sarasota Bradenton Airport. It was so smooth. You know, when you're by yourself, you're less stressed because anything that goes wrong, like everything went wrong Thursday.
No kidding.
On the way down with that bomb scare. Yeah, I was on that flight, and that was an all-day, all-night affair. So you're really appreciative when everything goes smoothly, but you do have to go in to the airport with the mindset.
Anything can happen.
Right.
Yep.
Who someone said, put your patient pants on.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
You know, I've had a number of travel adventures that involved long delays, canceled flights, you know, being rerouted in all kinds of different ways to get where I was going. And, you know, if you go to the airport and you park your car and you walk in and you're expecting everything to go as per usual, you know, it just, it's possible that you could wind up having an adventure like the one you had on Friday.
Which was no fun, but we ended up making it, you know, just the passengers collectively.
Oh, that was Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, Thursday. We turned it into as good as a deal as it could be.
Yeah, we made a story out of it on Friday. Got a lot of mileage out of that one.
All right, back to the drones. What are these things? What's going on? CBS's Naomi Ruckham in New York.
No idea specifically where they're coming from or if they truly are dangerous. These reports now span multiple states, including New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. In some cases, briefly shutting down airport runways. In other cases, spotted near military installations. Now state leaders are fed up and pleading with the feds for help.
It's hovering. It's sitting right there.
Mysterious drone sightings over multiple states, including New Jersey, have led to widespread confusion and growing calls for answers.
Americans are finding it hard to believe. We can't figure out where these are coming from.
The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are investigating the drone sightings. The agencies say so far there's no evidence of a current threat to public safety or foreign influence. The FBI has already received thousands of tips on the sightings, though it says fewer than 100 of those have produced any credible leads.
There are thousands of drones flown every day in the United States.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says his agency is sending more resources and personnel to New Jersey to help local authorities there address the sightings. New York's governor says her state will also receive federal support. But Mayorkas and other experts point out that more tools are needed to be able to deal with the growing threats that unmanned aircraft can pose.
Only parts of the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and Department of Defense are allowed to detect and mitigate drones. That means drones are going to have the upper hand because our authorities are woefully inadequate.
Now, some members of Congress are pushing for legislation to also give state and local governments the technology and authority to track drones.
In a social media post over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump said he believes the government knows more about these drone sightings than it's letting on, saying, let the public know and now, otherwise shoot them down. As of now, the Pentagon remains adamant it is leaving all investigations up to local law enforcement and the FBI. So no clue when these could potentially stop when we know so many people have home drones at their own houses.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham in New York. So you're going to hear from a local woman who said she has had firsthand sightings of two mysterious large drones over Washington, PA. And she'll join us right at the top of the hour news.
And it just makes me even more certain now than I was before that this is copycat stuff, and the people out in New Jersey don't have, you know, they don't have any proof yet, but I think we're going to find out here before too long that this is a very elaborately planned prank.
Check out KDK Radio's Drive at 5, the top stories of the news every weekday, 5 o'clock during the Colin Dunlap radio broadcast right here. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. And Colin's back. We got, so the scheduling over the next couple of weeks is going to be interesting. A lot of people taking time off, naturally, for the holidays. It's going to be kind of a busy holiday on Christmas. For me, I'll be working the Steelers game, which I'm excited to do with the Chiefs coming to town. Then getting up early, driving to Detroit.
Oh,
the
that's
next
right.
Day.
We've got a bowl game.
You
yep.
got the...
The 26th, right? Yeah.
That's right, in Detroit.
Man, you're going to be busy.
It'll be fun and football. And then just trying to chill a little bit, you know, at the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm hoping to catch the first quarter or so of the game with the Chiefs on Christmas Day on the aircraft. I hope that that the Wi-Fi is available and that I'll be able to tap in somehow to the broadcast. I know live television is now no longer,
necessarily free.
Yeah, but on the other hand, too, you can watch, you know, what you never used to be able to do that. So
yeah, that's
true. Live television's great when you're on an aircraft.
I'm sure the Steelers have some nice surprises planned for the fans because it's Christmas Day. So,
yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of the Steelers, defensive captain Cam Hayward was asked, all right, you lost, but you made the playoffs.
Good job, but, you know, it's bigger fish to fry. We're not just trying to squeeze the playoffs, but, you know, it's nice to know that we don't have to wait till week 18 to figure out if we're in the playoffs or not. You know, we have a playoff team. We've done that before this game. We played a quality playoff opponent. Didn't have our best showing, but there's a lot of ball in front of us. Now we're guaranteed what's our record now? 10-4. So we're guaranteed four games. You know, I know we got three on the regular and then one in the playoffs, but I like to get this thing going the right way.
Yeah, they had opportunities, but clearly Philly was on all eight cylinders.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin had a rough game. I was just looking here at one of the things I like to, you know, keep track of after the games is Ray Fittipaldo has a grade, you know, like a report card that he puts out, and I always like to check that out. He, you know, he's not being critical. He's just saying he had a tough game.
Yeah,
it happens. You know, this is the NFL.
We'll see what happens Saturday in Baltimore. Keep in mind, the game is Saturday because then they turn around and play the following Wednesday.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the Ravens in this thing. I really wouldn't. I think the Steelers are going to be looking to straighten things out.
Although,
right?
Lamar Jackson threw five touchdowns yesterday.
So he's amazing. The guy's amazing, but I think we can coop him up. I think they can keep him under. I just do.
They got some kind of thing going where he hates to play the Steelers.
Yeah, no question.
So we'll see. Coming up, a local woman who's had a drone encounter.
Drone encounters of the third kind.
There'll be a movie about this by the end of the week.
There's no question.